Hey folks, this is Van. As you may have heard, or can tell now, I have COVID again, so we won't be recording the new show for a couple more days. In the meantime, though, here is the infamous North Carolina State doesn't actually exist conversation that John and I recorded live on the way into College Station. We hope this will tide you over a little bit until we can talk about the Mississippi State game. And honestly, I'm not sure we're in a big hurry to talk about that one anyway, are we? So enjoy this. And by the way, I'll put an end note of who actually won the vote. Enjoy.
You are looking live at the campus of Texas A&M University, the lovely parking lot 100.
I guess. See, we've never tried the live Twitter thing before. So I'm thinking that if it's putting us on the screen sideways, people at home, what you do is take your computer and turn it sideways. Yeah, or John and I could do the whole... we could do the whole show like that. Right. There we go. You had a topic that you... And by the way, I am recording this, so it will go up on the podcast thing, too. What topic did you have that I thought was really good?
Today's important question, Van, is let's help Van select another team to dog on besides NC State at the request of a listener. So I would like for you to again, state your position about the NC State thing and why you have picked on them over the years, and then I'll run through some alternatives, and we can kind of discuss the pros and cons of whether they meet the criteria of what we're looking for.
It's all so unfair. I've never picked on NC State. In fact, I would argue that my position vis-a-vis NC State is one of wishing that they were more visible. In other words, I feel like the media don't give them enough play. So it sounds like I'm making fun of them by saying they don't exist, they're invisible, they're not a real team, not a real school, not a real program. But that's more of an indictment of them not being allowed to show themselves in public on TV than it is anything they ever did wrong, right? So it's not that I don't like NC State, it's that I never see them. They just never seem to be on television. I see Wake Forest, I see Vanderbilt, you know, more often than I see, if ever. So
they're the invisible team.
They are invisible.
The non-existent team.
Exactly.
They're so far off your radar.
I cannot independently verify that they exist based on the evidence I have been given. And that is not on me, and that is not on NC State. That is on the way that on the people that give me this information.
College football is presented.
Yes, exactly.
Understood.
There we go.
Okay, given that, mm-hmm. that it's about finding a team that is not invisible to you, or that is more
as
invisible, but a different team.
So they won't feel bad anymore because it sounds like I'm being mean to them, even though I'm not. Okay.
Right. But so a team that you have hard to verify their existence because you don't see them or hear about them or any of that kind of stuff. All right, I'm going to throw you some contenders.
Well, let me point this out. Here's the weird thing about it. NC State is not a minor program. They are a Division I, whatever, FBS. They are an ACC proud member. They've won national championships in basketball, right? I mean, and yet I never see them. Whereas I see Toledo all the time on TV. I see Coastal Carolina all the time on TV. How am I seeing these programs? I see Liberty all the time on TV. How am I seeing these other programs that are clearly so much below them in the pecking order of college football and not seeing them?
Fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, I like it. I like that you've laid out your case well.
Okay.
And I think we're at a point now to discuss some alternatives.
So
I'm going to throw one out as a school you've already mentioned, an ACC neighbor, Wake Forest.
Well, I've always called them Wake Florist because it seemed for many years like they would be better suited to delivering flowers than delivering touchdowns or tackles.
One of the smallest Power 5 schools, an enrollment of 4,000.
Wow.
So have you seen a Wake Forest football game?
I have. In fact, Auburn has played Wake Forest in my lifetime.
So that may be contributing to this, to your, okay, not picking Wake Forest for this criteria.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to choose Wake Forest because I do know that they exist, and we have played them in football before in tackle football games.
Gotcha. Understood. Okay. So that's option one. Okay. Door. All right. So Boston College.
Well, they had a Heisman winner. They beat Notre Dame at some point. In fact, we saw them on TV last night.
Yep.
So
that's okay.
Again, it is kind of a small, out of the way, you know, not a huge program, but they have some things that have kind of, you know, when you ask me NC State, I go, okay, Phillip Rivers, who that, not even how they pronounce his name, but it kind of got messed
Russell
up by TV.
Wilson.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I'm done. And they had the Florida State guy with a funny voice as their coach for a while and did the coach's show from a pizza parlor.
Chuck D'Amato.
North Carolina State. So that's what I know about them.
That's vast knowledge.
Oh. They are the Wolf Pack, and they wear red.
Okay. All right, so Duke football?
Steve Spurrier. And the Tennessee guy, Dave Cutcliffe.
Okay.
So, see, they've...
All right. They've imprinted on you. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I know that they won the ACC one time with Spurrier, and I know that they played Texas A&M in a bowl game that was very entertaining a couple of years ago.
All right. I'm going to throw you a couple others. You
all right. So I'm sorry. I'm trying hard, but...
Let's reach out outside the ACC. Let's expand our minds.
Outside the footprint of the ACC.
All right. Rutgers.
Ooh. All right. I know they're in New Jersey. I know they have two separate campuses that are across the street from each other, which is bizarre. I know that they basically, for a while, tried to brand themselves as the University of New Jersey, essentially. But it didn't help because still nobody cared. So they're a strong contender. Now, okay. I know that they have played Alabama. I know they had that coach, Shiano?
He's back.
Okay. So they're on my radar a tiny little bit, but they're the strongest one. They're the strongest contender yet.
All right.
I never see them on TV. Never. Yeah.
That's why I picked them, because I think you probably have never seen them play.
I don't think I've ever seen them on football on TV a single second.
Northwestern?
Well, they had that Rose Bowl year in like 94, 95, and we played them, and I know they exist. So okay, I can independently verify that they do exist, yes.
All right. Kansas? They're so bad, you probably know a lot about them. So.
Yeah, you know, Les Miles. Yeah. They almost beat Oklahoma. And, I mean, the basketball program.
Yeah, but we're not talking about – we're only talking about football.
We played them.
Yeah.
I remember we played them, like, in the 80s or something.
Yeah, we did.
Because people were like, they look like the Giants or something. So.
All right. Arizona.
I am told by Arizona State people that Arizona exists because they hate them so much, and it would be hard for me to conceive of a team making up a fake rival to hate so much that didn't actually exist.
Okay.
It's like if we got tired of Alabama, we said, you know who we really hate at Auburn? You know the team that we really can't stand at Auburn is that... it's that North Mobile State.
Mm-hmm.
North Mobile State are the devil. I wish we would just beat North Mobile State down every year, and people be like, that's... So they do the bear down thing, right, Arizona?
Yes.
They do the bear down. I know that. They wear blue.
I think they're a contender because I don't think you know much about them. Have you watched an Arizona game in the last 10 or 15 years?
The last time I remember them being relevant at all was like they were highly ranked about 95.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the statute of limitations has run out on that. They could have closed the school up in 97 and I wouldn't know it.
Yep.
Now, see, it's funny too because I would not have thought that Arizona would be a contender for this, but you make a good case.
I'm just saying.
No, that's interesting.
I think in the NC State criteria of you don't see them,
yeah,
and no one talks about them,
yeah.
I think they fall in that bucket. Okay.
I think you're right. I wouldn't have said so before, but once you said it, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
I mean, I think.
So we got Rutgers and Arizona.
Yeah.
It's a state university, too. That's crazy.
I think there's some other, you know, lesser.
Yeah.
About some other less. And we're not going below Power 5.
I was
going
to say, I think you kind of have to step down a peg after this.
Yeah, we're not going below Power 5. We're not doing. Because I could easily pick some schools at below Power 5 that you.
Well, there was a day that Baylor would have qualified, but you know they had the Heisman Trophy guy, and they had the coach with the issues scandal, and everything. And so, man, they certainly got all over the place. Yeah.
So I mean, and even like Texas Tech.
Yeah, with Tuberville.
Yeah, with Tuberville and pre-Tuberville, that had Leach and Crabtree.
Leach and all that. So, yeah.
Too much there. So I, you know, and the other schools I think have had periods of. Competence that kind of pushed them out of this category.
Before they joined the SEC, I think Missouri would have been in the running. I had no evidence to confirm that Missouri existed before they joined the SEC.
Okay. That's fair.
Is there another school in Nebraska besides Nebraska? Because, my gosh, you never hear about them. I mean, even Kansas has got Kansas State and Wichita State.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple, Creighton and a couple other,
They're getting way down.
They're basketball schools.
Yeah, basketball. So. Yeah. All right. Okay. So Arizona and Rutgers seem to be leading the field right now. Even those Florida secondary level schools in Florida have a lot of play. Like South Florida, the Bulls gets a lot of play. Central Florida, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, again, if we want to go to teams in the non-Power 5...
I think you're right. I think you're right. We need to stick in the Power 5. And I mean, so Arizona in the Pac-12.
Rutgers in the Big Ten.
Rutgers in the Big Ten. Is there anybody... You'd think there'd be somebody in the Big 12 that doesn't get much talk.
That's why we walk through the contenders, because I think, again, Baylor, TCU, you hear plenty about. Texas Tech, you hear plenty about.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas is terrible. Mm-hmm. You hear plenty about them. Kansas State, mm-hmm. Oklahoma State. So, I mean, we're kind of running through the conference here.
Yeah, as bad off as the Big 12 is...
They get some attention.
They get some attention, yeah. So it's interesting. So, and then we start out in the ACC. And certainly the SEC, I mean, we know that all them. So, I think that's it.
I think it comes down to Rutgers and Arizona.
Wow.
Do we want to reach a decision, or do we want to have some kind of, like, give us your input?
Yeah. Let's go out to the public now and tweet back at us, Rutgers or Arizona, which of them is less likely to actually exist and is just a creation of the biased media?
Who's the one that Van should rag on?
Yeah, who should we adopt and who should we give? We salute NC State, we let them off the hook, and we bring on a new school to be our talking point. I'm not going to say they're whipping boy or anything, but just our talking point. So vote. Go out. In fact, I could set up a little poll here since we're done. We'll let you vote. We'll set up a poll, but if you want to comment, that'd be great. But we'll set up a poll here in just a minute. So, all right, that good for now.
That works.
We'll come back to you in a little bit from outside Kyle Field, where the collie dog roams. So, John, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Let's see if I can turn this thing off. Oh, Lord, we're stuck forever. I don't know how to turn it off. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. And here's the answer. We did a poll on Twitter, and the winner was Rutgers. So, congratulations to Rutgers University, which actually no longer exists. War Eagle, everybody. See you soon.